Good morning. It's 11 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. You're listening to KCAW Sitka. It's Tuesday, March the 12th. I'm Chris Todd with Raven News. The Sitka Tribe of Alaska brought on two new leaders this week. Tristan Gavon and Thomas Gubitayu have been hired as deputy general managers. KCAW's Ann Bryce reports.
Gavon has been with STA since 2009. He began working with the tribe on a federally funded Tlingit language revitalization project. It was a partnership between the Sitka Tribe of Alaska and the Sitka Native Education Program, or SNEP. Gavon will help oversee the cultural resources, education and employment, and social services programs for the tribe. In his new position, one of his goals is to open a tribally run preschool.
You know, it's really about, I think, connecting our students, our kids with their past, with their ancestry, and it's about both the past and moving forward and really giving our students a sense of pride in who they are and carry on that tradition.
He says revitalizing the Tlingit language preserves the worldview of the area's earliest known inhabitants.
There's a quote that Dastia always says about, everything has the Tlingit language in it, all things living, all things around them, and that's the Tlingit way of life that, for me, the language is almost, it's a window into a people's soul, into the way that they see the world.
Gavon says the only way they can be successful is through intergenerational learning. One of the cornerstone programs is a summer harvesting program. Kids harvest natural resources, berries and cedar and spruce root. And
it's about more. It's about harvesting from one another. It's about, students harvesting the knowledge from the elders and vice versa, the elders harvesting the knowledge from the students. There's no definition of who the student is, who the teacher is, that we're really, working together to share knowledge.
Both deputy general managers, Tristan Gavon and Thomas Gubitayu, will be formally introduced at a regular tribal council meeting at 6:30 on Wednesday, March 20th at the Community House on 200 Catlian Street. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ann Bryce.
The Blue Lake Hydro Project is underway. While Sitka is hoping for more than $40 million from the state to fund the 83-foot increase to the height of the dam, it's not likely to get that much this year, partly because the budget is lean and partly because there's a lot of competition. As Jovanicki reports from Petersburg, a utility in southern southeast Alaska is hoping for $12 million to increase hydro capacity at their Swan Lake.
The Southeast Alaska Power Agency sells electricity to utilities in Wrangell, Petersburg, and Ketchikan from two sources, Swan Lake near Ketchikan and Tyee Lake near Wrangell. At certain times of the year, the water stored in those two lakes is not enough to keep up with electrical demand in the communities, and SEPA is hoping to increase the height of the concrete dam at Swan Lake and is asking the state of Alaska for money to do that work. SEPA CEO Trey Acteson told the agency's board of directors that he spent some time in Juneau in January lobbying for that capital budget item.
Everybody I talked to says, yeah, it's a great project. We think it is. We support it. It's just a matter of how much money's in the bucket to give you out this year.
The shortage of hydroelectric storage capacity in the region was highlighted in a plan for Southeast energy needs released by the state last year. The project is expected to cost $12.3 million for design and construction. Acteson says SEPA is seeking the entire amount because of other large energy projects also needing state funding.
The primary reason I'm asking for the whole enchilada is that if a bigger funding appropriation happens up north, say this year they decide the in-state gas line they want to throw $2 billion at, or maybe since it's in Wautauna, they want to throw $3 billion at it or something this year. We've got a project that's in the queue ready to go. So you stand a chance to get full funding.
Those other projects are a proposed dam on the Susitna River in the Mat-Su Valley and a proposed pipeline to bring natural gas from the North Slope to Fairbanks and Cook Inlet. Both those projects have price tags in the billions. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.
The 2000 for Iditarod Trail Sled Dog Race champion Mitch Seavey is leading the race, but Ilya Zirkle, who finished second last year, is close behind as race leaders prepare for a sprint to the finish line in Nome. Seavey pulled into the checkpoint at White Mountain at 5:11 this morning, just 13 minutes ahead of Zirkle, whose team made the trip from the previous checkpoint in faster time. Four-time champion Jeff King, who had been leading the race, was still on the trail and in third place with a team that had slowed considerably. Mushers are required to rest their teams for 8 hours in White Mountain. From there, the finish is just 77 miles away. This year's winner is expected to reach Nome sometime Tuesday night. At a fashion show in Sitka over the weekend, participants traded in the usual fabrics for more eccentric media. Maybe it's a dress that's all zippers, or a suit made out of nautical charts, or a purse composed of bicycle valve stems. In the fashion world, this might be called madness. In Sitka, it's called wearable art. KCAW's Ed Ronco reports.
Go ahead, it's okay. You can sway back and forth. We know you want to. That's what Jen Lawler is doing right now, ever so slightly, wearing a big black hoop skirt. She makes her way down a long runway that extends off the stage at Harrigan Centennial Hall, and when she gets to the end, she takes two rolls of what looks like receipt tape and puts them on the ground delicately on either side of her. The end of each roll is affixed to her waist, and as she walks back toward the stage, it unfurls, stretching the entire length of the runway behind her, like a bridal train. This is dress rehearsal for Sitka's Wearable Arts Show, and Lawler is wearing a piece of art called Stately Dance. It was designed by Connie LaPerriere. She's in the hallway after the rehearsal, gathering up the tape and stuffing it into a bag.
It's recycled paper. I used to work at the post office, so it's what the strips for putting on at the front counter come off of.
You know, it's that glossy backing that you peel stickers from. Once the tape is unfurled, there's no way to restuff it, but...
I have a lot of rolls. I've been saving it for some time. But the thing about it is, that was only one quarter of the roll.
That was only a quarter of the roll?
Right.
And it stretched the whole length of the runway.
On the other side of the building, Bill Foster is down on one knee, tying his shoe in the men's dressing room.
I'm the oldest person in the show, I think, today.
How old are you?
74.
Foster's putting on a sailor suit, the kind they wear in the U.S. Navy, except sewn onto the pants and top are nautical signal flags.
Well, I've had the flags. There's 40 nautical flags, but I could only get 13 on the suit.
But,
however, I hope it works out that I have the longest wearable art entry ever to show you the rest of the 40 flags. Yeah. You'll see.
You're not giving away any...
I cannot say much right now, because it hadn't worked yet.
When it's his turn to rehearse, Foster makes his way to the wing and then appears suddenly... in the arch right at center stage. He fiddles with something. We can't quite see it from the auditorium. And then he begins to back his way down the runway. As he does, signal flags emerge from the top of his shirt and out of his chest, tethered to a hook at the back of the stage. And yes, Bill Foster, age 74, is up there rocking out to In the Navy by the Village People because, as he explained...
One reason I chose it, it's the only disco tune with the word oceanography in it.
As good a reason as any, Foster's signal flag sailor suit and all of the pieces here are called wearable art, and organizers like Jeff Budd are very emphatic about that term.
Don't call it a costume. It's not a costume.
Why?
It's because it's wearable art, and it's art made to... Oh, Ed...
What's the difference? I mean,
you can buy a costume. You can get online and you can buy a costume, and you can be what's his name from Kiss. You can be Michael Jackson. You can be anybody you want. But in wearable art, you have to make the outfit, and the person is the canvas. Let's say it like that. and you're finding some kind of material to put on that person as a canvas. People have taken fish bones and made them so intricate, and then they make it, weave it into the fabric. People have taken Usnir, old man's beard, and found ways to press that and do that. So
Bud says it's not a costume. It's art that is applied to a person. Wearable art is not Sitka's invention. This show is only in its fifth year. Bud gives credit to another Southeast community, Ketchikan, where the show just marked its 27th year. Back at the auditorium, Bill Foster reels in his flags and dances back upstage to make his exit. This is his third show. Last year, he covered himself in vintage Alaska Airlines baggage tags, and the time before that, he wore license plates and marched to Johnny Cash's I've Been Everywhere Man. Why does he do it? Why not? I'm Ed Ronco in the in Sitka.
And that's Raven News for this hour. It's 8 o'clock. You're listening to KCAW Sitka. And I'll be back at, in about a half an hour. We'll check into Muskeg messages and community calendar, all that good stuff. Meanwhile, a quick check with weather, snow showers today for Sitka and PA. Currently, it's just kind of cloudy skies here. We've got about 7 miles visibility, according to the Weather Service. Overcast skies this morning. But we will have some snow showers throughout the day, mixing with rain by afternoon. Accumulation 1 to 3 inches, with the highest amounts along the southern Baranoff Island coastline. And that'll be down by PA, where they'll get more snow than us, I guess. Highs around 36 degrees, northeast winds to 10 to 20 miles an hour today. Hope you're enjoying your morning and scraping that frozen snow off your windshield. Watch your driving and walking this morning. It's a little slippery.